So this is what I'm noticing. I'm noticing that members of the group are seeing the world through different eyes. I hear this when I hear your voices. I see this when I read your posts. In a way, it's the difference between being a tourist and being a resident. You see, I've seen very little of Australia. When I came here, very quickly I moved here. In other words, I didn't come here and hope to see everything before I left. I answered an email from a fellow this morning. That's what he's trying to do with his Feel It Real sessions. He's trying to experience everything he possibly can to nail all the details before he leaves. Before he leaves his session. Instead of, you know, I live here. I'll continue to explore here for the rest of my life. You see, being a loving teacher, it's not a state that I visit, it's a state that I live from. And I love that Neville talked about the dwelling place that you most commonly return to. I've got a handful, you guys know about these, from Manifesting to the Max, Loving Teacher, Loving Husband, Loving Puppy Dad. And the state of loving teacher isn't a static thing. The state of loving teacher is an ongoing, emergent experience. And I suspect this is one of the reasons why I have dream-driven days, because I have emergent, ongoing experiences. It's not about an arrival. It's not about ticking something off the box. It's about an emergent, ongoing experience. You'll notice what Loving Teacher is teaching at essence is the same thing in a way that he's been teaching for a long time. Just different aspects of it. Just different ways to explore it. And the new discoveries that he has around it. Because otherwise it's just... You see, what's cool is out of this project will come at least one book. And I love putting out little books. This will be a big one. I love putting out trainings because that can take where I am right now and basically stick it in a package that people can use forever. And be blessed from, so I don't have to keep repeating what I explored before. See, loving teachers learn how to write. Loving teachers learn how to put together packages. Loving teacher sees everything as teaching lessons. And what happens is loving teacher's skills, loving teacher's stories, loving teacher's philosophies and methods. There goes Brucey. They continue to evolve. So I want you to explore, I want you to notice in the posts, in the live calls, even in the recorded live calls and the bonuses, notice when people have shifted, they see the world through new eyes. So we did a show recently, a Feel It Real Fun show, where we talked about how you would feel if you saw the world from the state of your wish fulfilled. A really fascinating quote of Neville's. How would you feel if you saw the world from the state of your wish fulfilled? And to me, the wrong answer is happy, thankful. I'd be happy and I'd be thankful. Sure, I am happy that I am a loving teacher and I am thankful that I get to do this and make a difference in the world and make a decent living while doing it. And I'm thankful that I get to see you guys shift and experience the world through new eyes. But how would I feel if I saw the world from the state of my wish fulfilled? I'd experience it like a teacher. You get it? You see, here's a question worth writing down. I learned this in sales a long time ago. If you honestly believe in your product and your product honestly works, when someone has a problem, the solution is what you do. You see, my problem was whenever I learned that the solution was credit card processing, and I applied it to some other things like cryovac meat when I sold that, and I applied it to some other things, and I realized something. I wasn't applying it to the ultimate solution. And I really kept diving into what's the ultimate solution. The ultimate solution for me, because I love to teach, is to imagine lovingly and to teach people about imagining lovingly, to teach people how to notice what they are as God, having the adventure of a lifetime, to have them notice I'm seeing the world, I'm experiencing the world more through the eyes of a film producer, of a director, of an author, of a lovely, loved, happy wife than where I've been. I noticed when I went to the woods, I learned how to experience the woods through the eyes of a native, through the eyes of someone who lived in the woods. And that stopped me from being at war with the woods. You see, when I had PTSD, I saw the world through a very different set of eyes. It was totally illogical. The thing is, we've got to realize that we all experience the world through very totally illogical eyes. You have people wearing monochromatic clothing, a helicopter, some very specific radio noises, chainsaws, the smell of certain kinds of smoke would set me right off. And I was a reaction to the world. That was one set of eyes to live from, and it really wasn't living, it was about surviving. On the other hand, as I learned about the power of imagination and realized PTSD was nothing more than the imagination out of control, that set me on this journey. Because this is it, guys. This is where we get to play. So what we've done so far in the program, there's a lot of wiggling around in philosophy, a lot of little things to help you reject the way you have been seeing the world, so that you can see the world more and more through different ways of perceiving. We're going to dive into some really cool stuff over the next 2 weeks, exploring just little micro bits that help you gain traction. And this is what I want you to think about. It doesn't matter how good your tires are if there's no grit. There's got to be some sort of grit. There's got to be some sort of grip. There's got to be some ways to play. And this is what I believe that part of my contribution is going to be. I talked before that, see, part of the way that I perceive the world now is what's my contribution. I get war game dance as a model that'll contribute to people for quite some time. I'm curious how I evolve that and how I put that down so that more people get it. Because those who get it really get the value of it. Some of you guys were on those wargamedance.com calls. Really cool. Another part of the legacy that I believe that I get to leave to the world is grit. This whole thing about grit and grip, the little things that we've explored so far, what's coming up next, the ways that literally have, instead of the tires spinning, or the car, yeah, I remember in Pennsylvania, we had the roads were so slick, I parked at the top of a hill in the wintertime, and the ice was, I mean, there was so much ice, the ice was so slick that I watched parked cars slide down the road. Okay, these are cars that are parked, turned off, nobody inside, but the ice and the hillside and the wind, everything working together, let these cars just slide down the road. I moved mine. I wasn't going to go there. But I perceived it. And if you perceive something, you can stop the slip, you can stop the slide, and you can introduce grit and grip. Alrighty, guys. Catch you later. Go to the Facebook group, Loving Your Play. And I'm so thankful that we really... See, there goes Bruce. Oh my God. What a way to end a recording, because he perceives that little noise of the possum very differently than I do. I hear the possum going to bed. Bruce hears him as something to challenge. And it all comes from, well, for him, the state of Bruce. And here I am turning what he just does into a little micro lesson, loving teacher. Can't help it. All right, loving husband's going to show up now and go help Victoria with the coffee. See ya.